Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to the Beer Ladies podcast with your hosts, Lisa, Katie, Christina, and myself, Tandy. You can find us at our website or all over social media. Our website is beerladiespodcast.com, and our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon, Blue Sky, TikTok, and even Facebook are at Beer Ladies Pod or Beer Ladies Podcast. If you'd like to support the show, you can find our merch store link on any of our social media bios or in the show notes for this episode. And if you'd like to sponsor an episode, do mail us at beerladiespodcast@gmail.com. Now back to the beer.
Hello and welcome to the annual Beer Ladies Eurovision episode, where we basically tell you everything you need to sound intelligent down the pub when you're talking Eurovision on Saturday night, okay? Well, Saturday week after this comes out. This will come out the Friday before. And then we're giving you plenty of time so that you can sound good for the semi-final one and semi-final two and for the final. This year is a very special year because myself and Lisa are actually going to Malmö.
Oh, we're so excited. We're so excited.
So jealous.
I just feel like it's been so far away for so long, I can't actually believe that the time is,
I know,
is there. Does that make sense to anyone?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a long time coming. So I feel like we had to book most stuff like almost a year ago to get a decent hotel and lock that in. And I've still got that thing where I'm nervous something will go wrong and they'll like cancel the booking to try to get a higher rate or something. But knock on wood, it seems okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have tickets for the actual show, or are you going to be in the fan zone?
We have tickets for the what is traditionally known as the jury shows. So
yes.
On the final, it's the night before when the jury actually do their voting. So the jury don't vote on the Saturday night. It's only the televoters. The jury vote has already been in and counted. And same for the semifinals, it's the night before. Now, there's no jury voting anymore. It's all 100% televote for the semifinals, so it doesn't really matter. But we will be we'll be somewhere.
We will.
For the live shows.
Yeah, we've got our kind of Euro Club tickets, passes, whatever we want to call them, special train passes. Like we will be around. And we'll get into some of the other stuff we're going to do while we're in Malmö and in Copenhagen as well. So you're definitely going to share the love, but we're really looking forward to it. I think it is just going to be a big party. So,
yeah. So let's start the party by saying, what are we drinking? I'm going to start with you, Tandy.
All righty. So, you know, typically we try and find a beer from the country that is our top ranked. Well, I couldn't find that. it's a little bit, a little bit obscure, at least where we are. So, what I do have, I've got three beers. So I won't probably drink all of them, but I'll tell you my first one is a product of Belgium and is this Bavik Supervit.
Oh, very good. I like it.
And it's actually very refreshing. So I've got that in the glass at the moment. It's very refreshing. I'm enjoying it immensely. But I do have as well, I've got this Obolon. Has anyone seen this guy?
Ooh. Oh,
camera. For those seeing me on YouTube struggling to get my image right, it's because we've got backgrounds. But anyway, this is Obolon. And this, by the way, says the first Ukrainian beer.
Oh, interesting.
But it's a lager. It's a lager. It seems to be like one of the sort of, you know, mass, you know, macro type lagers. And I just thought, well, I saw Ukraine and I was like, yes, let's just get something from that. And then why not? Because I do have a third one. This is from Wicklow Wolf. And it is a collab brew with Rabbit Hole Distillery. It is called Cave Hill. But I chose this because it's got this really cool, almost Alice in Wonderland-esque bunny vibes.
I saw this down the shops, yeah.
Yes, and interestingly, it's a Kentucky Common, which is a style you don't see very often. But I chose it because on the one hand, Ireland, yay, we'll get to it. But on the other hand, I feel like this is a bit like going down the rabbit hole, you know? And a lot of the entries this year are quite weird, or they've got a touch of weird to them. So, you know, I wanted to embrace the madness a little bit by picking a very unusual style with some interesting branding.
Very good. How about you, Lisa?
So I've gone, I had Tandy, same problem. My number one pick could not find a beer from that country. We'll talk about it. I will say, though, as a preview, I've had some pretty decent beers in that country, but I had to seek them out. So just saying, it's, you know, it's not maybe what they're best known for. But so what I do have today, I have the Garden Brewery, who are in Croatia. And this is a collaboration beer with Cierzo in Spain, probably Cierzo, so probably less of a dip. But because I really like Spain as well, we'll get into it. But I do have, this is a hazy IPA, and it's hazy, but it's not quite as murky as some of them out there. So it's quite enjoyable. It says it's got heaps of Citra, Mosaic, Azaka, and Vic Secret hops. But I do like it's got a little bit of bitterness as well. Sometimes your hazy ones are kind of missing that. So it's nice to find one that does have that. So really enjoying this so far, again, from all the way in Croatia. But I don't have it next to the camera, but I do have it handy in case we need it. I also have an Irish beer that I thought might be on theme from the White Hag. People will see where this is going. Crown the Witch. But I have the Dagda Extra Pale Ale as a sort of second beer off to the side. So just saying, you know, it'd be actually amazing if they did like a collab with Bambi Thug. Just throwing that out there, guys. There's so much potential.
Oh,
but
look, there is potential. I don't think she'd be going, or sorry, I don't think they'd be going to a Mayo brewery, though.
Oh, that's a fair point. Yeah, from the crew, I think.
I think it would be more like Original Seven or Blacks or someone down there maybe who might do a collab with them. So I also could not find a beer easily because I only started looking this week and I didn't plan because such is life. But I have a Danish beer, but it is somehow Eurovision adjacent. It's called Europhoria.
I love that.
I think that's awesome.
And I just thought, I saw this in the shop a while back and I was like, I'm buying that and I'm saving it. So it's been in my fridge for ages and I've really wanted to drink it before now, but I'm drinking it now because it is our Eurovision episode and I'm so excited.
Yes.
And that is inspired, by the way, because I almost wanted to find a beer by Tull because I just love them as a brewery, but I really don't like the Danish entry. So on principle, I was like, no.
We'll discuss this. I'm going to throw it out here for free already. Their song is called Unforgettable. In my mind, I'm calling them Forgettable Jedward. Sorry.
The most forgettable.
Sweden.
Not sorry. Oh, sorry, Sweden. You're quite right. No, oh, yes. Denmark is also boring. Sorry.
Boring.
She's a beautiful
singer. Denmark, she's beautiful and a lovely person, but the song would put you to sleep.
Yes.
Big time.
To be honest, in my opinion as well. Yeah, that's an IPA. It says IPA. I got this one because this is a collab between two European breweries. It is a Grisette. It says a Winter Affair Gossip. They seem to have been done a range, or they had a range anyway in Stephen Street News when I was there, between the Czech brewery Zikovec and the French brewery Les Intenables.
Yeah.
There we go.
We'll see
if we get to that later, or need to get up for work in the morning.
It's very pan-European though. Very nice.
We'll make a decision. We'll make a decision later on. So, ladies, how will we do this? I reckon, do we have a look at semi-final one entries, semi-final two entries, and then we will go through our ranking and rating. And I will say that between all of us, only four entries have we all voted on.
Yes.
So that would
I can't wait to see which ones.
So, yeah, and I'm just going to say I had to add an awful lot for one specific person who is a bit... Tandy's like, me? Me? Yes, you. But that's good. It's because we love all kinds of music here.
Yeah, we've clearly got different tastes, which I think is, you know, part of what makes it fun.
Absolutely. And we will definitely go down a couple rabbit holes as we get through this year's. And again, we're for, you know, for people listening at home, don't freak out. We're not going to go through every single one because there are a couple that are just not very good. And that's okay. We're just, you know, we'll skip over those. So.
I know. Okay, so semi-final one. How about we all pick one that we like from it? And we'll try and pick different ones. So I'll go last. So who wants to go first?
Oh, Tandy, we want to hear yours. Come on. I think you should start.
Okay.
And I will say, I think this is the big semifinal. Like, I feel like there's some really interesting competition here. So
I think they're quite evenly balanced. I think the two semifinals, like, I think last year, semifinal one was stacked.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And this year, I don't see that as strongly, to be honest. I see that
there's more I don't like in semifinal two. So that might be what's influencing my thought there. So, but we'll get to it.
But you know, first, can I say there's a couple of things that have changed this year, right? Mm. So, for instance, Luxembourg in for the first time in 30 years, was it?
Yeah.
Something like that. So that's cool. Welcome back. And the auto qualifiers are actually playing in the semifinals.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I know.
I'm really curious to see how that goes.
I think that is awesome.
I don't. Well, I have opinions. I think it's awesome that we're hearing them at the semifinals, but I think they should be shown when the voting is on. I don't think they should be interspersed between the acts that we are voting for.
Mm. I see. Yeah. Because it could change the running order and the things.
I don't like the way that they're in between the running order. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, from semi-final one, my top ranked song in semi-final one is Slovenia. This is one of those that kind of goes down the rabbit hole a little bit, because the song is quite weird. The video is even weirder. And I'm interested to see how it's going to go on stage. But she's got this, I don't know, there's something very unusual about it. And I like it. And I didn't like it initially.
I've had a lot this year that I didn't like initially that have grown on me. That's interesting. Because I usually stick with kind of my first impression. I've had a few growers this year.
I've had a few growers. So I'll go for Slovenia, and she's playing in sort of slot number 9, just after Germany, who actually I think is quite cool this year, if a bit slow, but I think the song is quite nice. I don't mind him.
Okay, so Slovenia.
Yeah, that's my pick. Mm-hmm.
It's Slovenia. So we've heard of semi-final one being the Battle of the Witches.
Yes. Because who else is our witchy compatriot in semi-final one other than good old Bambi Thug from Ireland?
We're so thrilled. I love it. I've worn a dark lip today, you know, in honor of them, you know, trying my best here. And honestly, the more I've heard the song and in different kind of arrangements they've done it, the more I love it. And I'm so here for it. I love that it angers all the right people. And it's just fun and theatrical. And I just really like that it is... Again, sometimes when you hear those rearrangements, they don't stand up. It feels a little gimmicky, but I feel like you can tell it is like an actual good song because it adapts and it sounds fun in different ways. So curious to see what they do on the night, though, because I feel like it could go so many different ways. So
many ways.
Yeah.
But they've got a great song, and I do think it is very. It's a very big departure from what I know of Ireland in the last few years, certainly, very big departure. You know, there's, you know, accusations of Satanism and, you know, witchcraft and all of these kinds of things, which is, you know, probably not what you think of when you think of Ireland. But you know what? It's cool. I don't know if it's my favorite song, but I like the fact that it is completely different out there. There's some bravery. I like
it. Yeah, take risks, go for it, you know.
Exactly. Feel in. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. And I love Bambi has, I think, become a bit of a fashion icon through all of the Eurovision pre-parties. I am loving their fashion and their vibes. And they just mix it up and are so different. But each of the outfits, they seem to tell a story. And there's always a story. And I love that it's not just random.
Yeah, it's not random. And there's drawing on kind of, you know, tradition. There's like OM letters and things. And I'm like, oh, it's so cool. And it's just, it's such a neat mix of kind of very, very modern and kind of throwback folk horror-y type stuff, but which is my jam. So I love that kind of thing. So here for it. In fact, I looked up their drama school, dance school in the UK to see like, oh, they must be one of like the top alums they're talking about. No, they're talking about people who are doing like, cut down Mamma Mia on a cruise ship. And again, fair play, that's work, you know, when you're first out of drama school, that is a job, go for it. But I'm like, would you not be talking up the person who's on Eurovision? Like, come on, let's, you know, hopefully that will pick up. But you know, again, love the opportunity, and I want to hear what comes next. So
so they have started rehearsals in Malmö, and there has been a little bit of the footage from that, and there seems to be a very hot, scantily clad person on the stage with Bampi. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. I just want that Yeti guy from the video to be there.
Someone will be there.
Didn't appear in the first rehearsal, but you'd never know. They might be trying different things, and by the time semi-final one comes around, they might have completely changed it. I don't know.
I've not seen them do it live. So I didn't see the Late Late Show. I didn't see any of the other live performances. And somewhat deliberately, also somewhat because, you know, I'm lazy. But regardless, I'm really interested to see how it goes, you know, on stage, because it's quite a production. Like, the music video is really cool. It's very almost Alice in Wonderland-y and, very cool. I think that stage could make it or break it. But yes.
Sure. No, I think that's totally fair, especially given, you know, let's be real, the low production values of the Late Late Show. I spent a lot of time, but I honestly think the country that came closest in terms of spending the least amount of money was Moldova. And I think Moldova this year is hot garbage. It's the ladies with the violins. I do not see that qualifying. But again, it's the lack of care from, you know, the country's broadcaster where you're like, come on.
Yeah. So we'll see. In fact, you know, I've only just noticed, excuse my ignorance, I've just noticed that Ukraine is in semi-final one, and they're actually higher ranked for me than Slovenia. Mm. So I'll just be pushing Ukraine over there with my little lager beer from them. I think they're very cool. So for those who haven't heard it yet, it's two women, and one is almost more folky, and one is kind of more of a rapper. And I don't know what it is, man, but Ukraine, just when they pull it out, they pull it out for me. This one for me is not as strong as a Kalush Orchestra or a Goe, I think it's cool. I like the way they harmonize, and I think it's like, it's interesting and different. I dig it.
And I think, just like everything, you can watch all of the videos, you can watch all of their qualifiers, and you can listen to their songs on wherever you stream your music. But until you see them on the night, you can't make your decision, because you could love an act and they might bomb on the night, or you might not like an act. And then you see them on the night and you're like, oh my God, that was really good. Like, I was not a Goa fan until.
But that was amazing. Yeah, still
on the night. And then I was like, oh my God, that was absolutely fabulous. So you really, you can't predict it, really.
No, I agree. You can't. Although I must say, with Goa, I loved it from the music video stage. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just gonna shout out to my other fave in the semifinal, Croatia. I think Bookie's favorite or second favorite at this point. It is getting massive publicity. Now, I'll say why, because I can see, Tandy, you're like, come on, really?
This baffles me a bit.
But I enjoy it for the following reasons. Like, I do think they're leaning in a little bit to the novelty, although we'll get to novelty in a minute in this semifinal. But I feel like it's done with such kind of joy and a kind of real, like, leaning into it. But I also feel like they do have sort of, you know, kind of, if you like, honor the folk instrumentation. And I love that kind of thing. I'm always here for that. So I like that mix of that with the kind of electronica, you know, all of the things going on there. And they just seem really nice. Now, I will say, you know, my 9-year-old's favorite in this part is Finland. She's all in on Finland with Windows 95, man. And it is a lot of fun, but it's clearly just the novelty. Like, they're really just sort of saying, what is the most ludicrous thing we could do?
Yes.
And, you know, and fair play, you know, I'm like, why not? You know, have fun, go for it. But it's, will it even make the final, or will, because I feel like the jury will not like it. They'll just be like,
Croatia or Finland?
Oh, Finland. I think Croatia will. I think Croatia will be through just fine. But Finland, I don't know.
My opinions on Croatia are that in Ireland, at least, it'll be a hit with the culties if they actually listen to the words. Because it's like, hey, I'm going to read some of the lyrics. I am a big boy now. I'm ready to leave. Ciao, mama, ciao. I'm a big boy now. I'm going away and I sold my cow. And it's like, right, every culture ever going to university or just going up to the big smoke, you know? It's like they can identify here with Baby Lasagna. Baby Lasagna is the name of the act. Fair. And if you haven't seen it, I don't know the name of the chain, but a Croatian supermarket chain did a bit of a skit with Baby Lasagna, where Baby Lasagna is in the supermarket and he starts looking at a frozen lasagna, and then all of the staff start dancing to the rim tim timmy da tim rim tim diggy dim. Is that it? I'll just say it really fast and pretend I know what I'm saying. And then Baby Lasagna has to teach them all the right move, you know? So it's actually, you know, leaning in.
Yeah. Like, I actually think it's a cool song, but I don't know. It's in my top 10, but I don't think, for me, it's like, okay, it's going to qualify. I don't think there's a question. I don't think it's going to win.
I do feel like if it's too hard on the novelty, you often don't win, because I do think the juries are a little, they think they're, you know, serious music, you know, arbiters. And it's like, yeah, okay.
But that's another one where I think the staging will be really important, because the video does a really cool job of kind of selling the story and selling the everything of it. The staging, we'll see.
Yeah, and we've seen people churning butter. We've seen, you know, it's got to be something that's a little bit more unique. Although I will say, I've also got kind of a dark horse in this semifinal with one I just think has been kind of growing on me, and that is Lithuania. And I don't know what it is about it, but I like it, because normally I'm not here for the man ballads, but that one is, it's got something going on. I enjoy it. So
I really enjoy Lithuania as well. Lithuania is a song called Luktau, which means wait, I believe, by Sylvester Belt. Yeah. And I really, really like this song. Mm.
It's really grown on me. I love his weird shoulder pads. Like, you know, it's just, it seems fun.
He's in my sort of like, he's not in my top 10, but close to it. So it's also sort of growing on me. At first, the first time I heard it, I was like, that's a garbage. And then I was like, wait.
Like, it's not going to win. We know that.
No.
But I think it'll,
but it's got something.
Respectably. Yeah.
It's got something.
It will definitely qualify. Definitely qualify.
I think so.
No doubt about, in my opinion, at least. Mm. And Lisa, you were speaking there about the boy ballads. So last year really was the year of the boy ballads. And I don't think this year we have as many.
There are not as many.
Not nearly as many, no.
I would call this year the year of the dance music.
I feel like it's specifically the girl dance bop. Like, it's a very specific, almost kind of 90s, early 2000s throwback kind of a thing. Because there are, I would say, 7 or 8 that are almost interchangeable to me. That,
yes, I agree.
Definitely. I wouldn't say it's necessarily just girls, though. But
there does seem to be like a specific, and I know we'll probably get into it more, but then the second semifinal, kind of girl power light kind of a thing. But We'll get into it. We'll get into it. But Katie, we need to hear your thoughts for this one. And then we also have to get into who we think is not going through from this one, because I've got a strong opinion on this one.
I'm looking, and I think we have mentioned nearly all of the songs that I am really liking from this semi-final. Maybe the one that we have not spoken about that it's borderline if it's going to qualify. I actually think Finland is great. I hope they qualify. I want them in the final. Because I love it. They have the eagle in the background.
Just fun.
I love that. It just inspires me, you know. I get inspiration when I hear that eagle soaring. I quite like a lot of the all of the countries that you've already mentioned, except for Slovenia isn't up on my list, but there we go. We're all allowed to like different things. I'm kind of here for Poland and Luna and the Tower.
You know what? That's really grown on me. It's grown on me.
Okay, so this one, the first time I heard Poland, I was like, yes, they're sending a person who can actually sing this year. Yay. And she has got this very, it's almost like if you could imagine a Polish person, that's what they would look like. That sounds very stereotypical, but she really does look like the epitome of a Polish woman. I think she's great. I have heard, however, on other podcasts that in the live performances, her voice isn't as good. So I'm going to take this one with a healthy dose of skepticism, because I actually think the song is really cool. But we'll see.
And we know kind of what the staging is going to be just from the name of the song. Like the tower, there's going to be people on things. That's, you know, it can only be that. But
and I loved on someone, I don't know the name of the account that did it on Twitter, but in her video, in the video for this, there is people playing chess. If you saw it, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that move came after that. That's an illegal move. You can't do that. And it was like going through all of the bad decisions that are made in the chess.
Oh, funny.
So,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And then it turns into drafts. And you're like, we need consistency here. And I was like, I didn't even realize this. And it was, you know, it was the thread on Twitter that I didn't know I needed.
And I love that.
I really enjoyed it.
Like similar to Poland, Serbia's one I didn't like at first, but that has grown on me. That I do feel like might be kind of like we saw last year, the year before, like the TikTok breakout, where it's just kind of very straight up pop, may cross over into.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, Scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
What the normals go for. So,
I was very bored by Serbia's entry this year.
But that's what the normals like. That's it.
But a little disappointing because now I've come to know them as people who send interesting acts.
Mm.
So I was a bit...
that's fair.
But meh on that one. Yeah. Well, what I do like from semi-final one, though, is our returning guest, Luxembourg. I actually... Of the sort of dancey, boppy... like anthemy things. I actually quite like Tully's fighter from Luxembourg. There's two of them of the sort of almost, you know, 90s Euro trashy dancey things that came into my peripheral, and hers was one and Austria was the other one, but we'll get to that one.
Yeah. And speaking of letting the side down, let's talk about Sweden for a minute.
Oh,
your hosts again. Forgettable Jedward. And this is why it's confusing to me, because I want to say they're Norwegian, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes, they are.
And I know friend of the pod, Charlotte, has said, no, they've been around on, you know, various TV things since they were, you know, tiny. You know, they're twins. And it's so boring. And in the year we're celebrating, you know, ABBA 50 years, you're like, and Sweden picked, like, the most boring thing possible. So.
Do you know that they could have sent anything? It's okay because, you know, in a way, they were probably not going to win twice in a row, but they didn't have to send their worst contender in.
I know. And like Melodian Fest is a big deal in Sweden. And I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I was here for some of the other acts. I really like Medina.
There were some really good ones.
Really good ones. Anyway,
but I am wearing my lovely horse T-shirt. This is all I can think of, as they didn't want to win 2 years in a row.
You know,
here we are.
You know,
I saw them, they reminded me a little bit of a very, very bad version of, okay, Jedward, yes, but there's a South African band called Lochinvil, and they're also twin brothers, and they have a song called 6 Second Poison, which is also about like a woman who's, you know, intoxicating, and that song is awesome. Like, that would have been a great song. And I looked at these two and I was like,
They were automatic qualifiers, though, so they don't have to get through. Another country who I don't think won't be getting through is Iceland. I think same.
It's like they're on a cruise ship, and I don't mean that to bash people who work on cruise ships. That's a hard job to be a cruise ship performer, but it's feels dated.
An entry Ireland would have sent.
ouch.
Iceland and Australia this year have got for me almost the worst songs of the whole festival, of the whole lineup. And maybe it's just because, you know what it is, we've spoken about this before, I do not like a song that sounds gospely, and both of them to me sound gospely in some way.
I see what you mean.
I hate them.
Yeah,
but a gospel, like a good song, if it's good gospel, it's okay. But these are not good.
No,
they're not good. No.
So there's a few countries we haven't mentioned because they're not great either.
Azerbaijan, you know,
they're very mid. Yeah, very and mid. I just think that maybe culturally we are very into very different music, or we've been exposed to very different music, and I think maybe that is why a lot of the Eastern European countries or far Eastern European countries struggle a little bit with Western countries. Maybe if we were geographically closer to them, we might identify with their music a little bit more. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe. Because Ukraine seems to always do well.
That's
and
true.
They are fabulous this year. It is a fabulous. And if they pull it out of the bag, top five, top three, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll go that far. Like, I really like Ukraine's entry, but I don't think it's going to be as popular with, you know, juries and televote as previous years. Definitely not. But I think it's great.
Okay. You know what? There's a few little acts in there for what I say for the daddies to keep them happy as well. But we won't go into that. Like Cyprus. We won't go into there. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Cyprus has a formula. They just stick to it.
Will we move on to semi-final 2?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Semi-final. Oh, My favorite isn't the best semifinal. My winner of the contest isn't the best.
Yeah, my top two are in semifinal two as well.
Yeah. I'll actually have to look at the sheet. So I'm going to start off. I absolutely love Switzerland.
Same. I love it.
Oh,
love
my
it.
Good God. Nemo has taken my heart. They are fabulous. I love their song. I love all of the different genres of music that they managed to get into one song. I love the lyrics. I love the story that it tells. I love the meaning behind the lyrics. So Nemo is a non-binary singer from Switzerland, and the song is called The Code. And I love like lines like somewhere between the ones and O's, I found my kingdom come. So basically, because I'm not binary, that's where I found myself. And it's all about their struggles and how they've been on a journey. And I think that the video that they came out with was really, really good. They're on a train carriage, and as they move from carriage to carriage, it kind of completely matches the change in genre for the music. So they go from regular pop to opera to rap. I think it's fabulous.
I love it for the same reasons.
I think it'll do. I don't think it'll win the televote, but I think it will win the jury. I hope it will win the jury vote.
It may well do. It'll depend on the night. Again, like we were saying, it'll depend on the performance on the night, because like you say, there's so many different kind of genres. It can be a hard one to pull off, but I think they're amazing. Just like, and again, it seems so joyous, and you know, yes. I think that's the nice, you know, we want to see that, you know, that kind of expression. Like, again, there's always a couple, you know, sad man ballads, not my thing, but I love the, you know, the ones that are just fun and joy, and here for it.
I like Switzerland as well. It's not up in my top five, but I really do like it. Cool song, and it kind of grows on me the more I listen to it. Very cool. Here for it.
Okay, who wants to go next? Do you want to go, Pandy, again? Because I'll go.
Yeah, my top two are here. My top two.
Yeah,
okay.
Go on.
My top two. So second place is Norway. And I think that Norway is just awesome, but it's going to be probably a little Marmite, you know, for I think people will love it or hate it. Because it's got sort of folksy, metal, witchy kind of dark forest vibes. I really like it. I'm hoping that her voice stays strong throughout the performance because it's a really cool song. I think it's awesome, and it's got such interesting lyrics. If you look at the translations, it's very cool, very folk, dark folk vibes. I like it a lot. So that's my number two. My number one is, and this interestingly has not changed from the first listen, I picked Estonia. That's my favorite this year.
I didn't put it in my top sort of things, but I really like it. The more I hear it, the more it grows on me. Again, there's some weird folk instrumentation, but with hip hop and electronic, like lots and, going on there. And I like it.
A little bit of almost what I'd say is like throat singing, you know, almost like Mongolian style throat singing. There is elements of it, which I just think is super cool, but quite, you know, modern and fresh. It's not just folksy or folky. I think it is awesome. And I think it's got the potential to be like a bit of a party starter like vibe. I think it's super, super, super cool. It's been my favorite since I heard it.
I like that. I like it's a little bit left field, but I like it. But I have to like follow up because I love Norway. Again, this is my jam. This is if you ask ChatGPT to make something for me. This is for me because it's got like weird medieval shit in it. It's got, you know, amazing singing. It's got all your folk instrumentation, but it's also got the sort of electronic, like prog rock kind of thing at the same time. Like you said, sort of dark forest vibes. Like, again, it's like sort of hauntological, all the things that, you know, are sort of custom designed for me. And, you know, the more I listen to it, the more I think about how back in the, so story time, quick story time though, back in the 1990s, I won a contest where I got $1,000 worth of free CDs, which at the time was like a big deal. And everything I got was like weird medieval folk stuff. Cause you know, I'm a normal person. That's, you know, That's what normal people buy. So I got like all the sort of medieval Icelandic stuff, like all this sort of, you know, early modern stuff that, again, I understand normal people don't go for, but this is exactly the kind of thing that is kind of the next generation of that, if you like. But I also love that they're a band that's been around for a long time, just doing weird shit. And I am so here for bands who are just like, this is us. Take it or leave it. And, you know, it's all a bit ethereal. And I think it'll do well in the jury, again, if they have a good performance. So,
yes.
Yeah. It does depend on the performance, because this could go either way. I do think they'll definitely qualify.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it will depend on the performance. And I do think it could be like this year's, like, Constrata, if you know what I mean.
It could be.
It does definitely get under your skin in a kind of a way, if you know what I mean.
I really like it. It's also, this is one of those where it, Lisa, I'm with you, could have been designed for me in a lot of ways. Exactly. It's got all the right stuff and a little bit of the cool hardcore elements.
I feel like, you know, Enya down in her castle might hear it and be like, my spiritual, you know, sort of successors, you know, good for them. Yes. So I hope she enjoys it, you know, putting that out there.
Okay. I'm going to group-ish the next two acts together, because they're kind of similar in a way. They're also very, very different. Austria and the Netherlands.
Ooh, okay. That's a very different grouping. Wow. That is very different.
They are both 90s dance bangers.
Okay. Austria, yes. That is for me the quintessential retro 90s banger vibe. I love it, by the way. It's absolutely in my top 10. I think it is awesome. Netherlands is quite near the bottom for me.
Absolutely fabulous, and I love it. I love Just, much to the chagrin of Charlotte.
Sorry, from Charlotte. Belgium. We like it.
Hello, yes. Charlotte. We love it. They play. I went to the OJ Eurovision evening recently in the Odeon, and my God, when you have a room full of people and we're all going Europa, pa 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 pa,
yeah,
it was absolutely fabulous, and it was just like, oh my God, this could be amazing.
You know what? I will concede that, because I think it could be one of those that on the night feels exactly right, and it'll get people bouncing and moving and stuff, but just listening to it and seeing the video, I was like, no, not for me.
It's definitely for me. This is one of my songs.
But
above Austria.
Interesting. No, I think Austria is better, but I do think Austria is much more mainstream, so it'll be a little bit more forgettable in that sense than Netherlands. I think Netherlands is going to be much more remarkable. What was I going to say now? I forgot. Never mind.
Okay, so matter.
San Marino. I really enjoy San Marino. Tandy, what's your take? Yes or no?
Right. It was in my top 10, but then a few things edged it out, because I think it's cool. And thank goodness San Marino sent something with personality.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because they're not normally a country I go for. And I want to say, are they Italian? I forget where they're from.
Spanish.
They're Spanish. Okay. Spanish. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. But they are. Megara. They're in my top 15. I quite like them. I think that they've got cool vibes. It again comes down to the stage performance. I don't know how they're going to replicate the energy they've got in the video, like on stage with much fewer people, because the video is awesome. And it's, I mean, for lack of a better term, it's like an orgy of brilliance. It's just like, you know, the lots of things happening all the time with loads of people. Will it translate? Don't know. But I think it's a cool song.
No, that's fair. And speaking of like where the video is just really on point and where I really enjoy it is Armenia, which again, not a country I would historically go for, but I love that she, as an artist, has upset like your men's rights activist type of people. So yay. There's a chicken in it. You know, all of these things are good, but it is a very specific kind of thing. So it may not go through, but I enjoy it. So
I
comment on Armenia was all kinds of everything. I don't know if it's good or bad. We'll have to wait and see.
I liked it enough, and I hope that, I mean, they'll both come because they're a band, but I like the fact that they're both there, because he plays about seven instruments in that song, or at least in the video. And I thought that was cool because it's a little bit of something, but a little bit of even Bollywood style kind of dancing and things in there. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was quite cool, but it's not really, it's in my top 20. But it could do something.
Have we mentioned everyone in the top? There's a boy ballad or two in there, and then
and I'll just say Spain members. As well, because I enjoy it. I feel like it may not qualify, but I do enjoy
Spain
it.
Spain auto.
Oh, sorry, they auto qualify. You're quite right. Yeah, I did enjoy the national final though, where they had dudes and assless chaps. Always, always a mark of quality. So, but the video is a lot of fun. The video is a lot of fun.
Spain is dreadful.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I think it's fun. It's not in my top, anything, but I enjoy it. I think it's a bop. But where are we on Belgium? I know, Tandy, you mentioned
them. Belgium. So. I like Belgium, actually. They're my number four. And I think it's great. Like, I wish the song built up to the really powerful sort of indie, but a little quicker.
This is my one concern is that it takes a while to build. Yes. And again, I'm here for cat dudes throwing glitter all over themselves. I'm like, this is fine. No complaints.
I think it's great. I actually really like that song. And it was also one of those that initially I wasn't quite sure of. But it's got some power to it. I like it.
Yeah. Now, Katie, I know you are a big fan of Czechia. Are you still on Team Czechia? Okay.
Yeah. I am on. They are in my top five, Czechia.
Very nice.
I absolutely love it. It has, for me, to describe it to other people, where I think that Spain has like kind of Dua Lipa vibes. And I think, you know what I mean? I think Czechia have Avril Lavigne vibes,
Interesting. Okay.
And I really feel like the lyrics of this speak to me. And I don't know, maybe I'm just at that stage of life where it's like, your sorry means nothing when everything else stays the same. And it's like, yeah, you talk the talk, but you're not changing at all.
Yeah.
And then it's basically, it's a story about a girl coming out of a relationship and saying, I need to learn to put myself on a pedestal. I will be loving me more. I won't sing for you because you'll just turn it off this podcast if I do. But I absolutely think, we'll have to see how I could perform on the night. I absolutely love it. And
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a good song.
I'm there. I hope it qualifies.
It just didn't crack my top 10, but I do think it'll qualify. Yeah. Definitely.
I hope
it's a good song. It's a good song.
Okay. Have we mentioned all the ones we like in semi-final two? I'm looking. Yeah, there's one or two others there that are doing well in the odds that just didn't do it for me.
There are a few I don't love.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Italy, because I think that both of you weren't a big fan of Italy. I actually think Italy is quite cool.
Interesting. Okay. Because if I understood why, unpack it for me, because I'm not getting it. So
I don't know. It's like, it's almost meant to be a bit of a girl bop, but it's got something different and I like it.
Okay.
And also I like her kind of styling and her weird vibes. She's got a bit of a Medusa thing going on, at least in the video.
Yeah, the hair is cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And it lends something. And I've now listened to it without seeing the video as well as seeing the video. And I like it even without the video.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm enjoying it, actually. Yeah.
Because Italy are currently top of the odds. And they do not feature in... None of us put them in our top 10. And I'm kind of baffled. And Greece are doing well in the odds as well. And I don't get Greece.
A lot of the Mediterranean ones this year are not for me.
I don't know.
I thought I was going to like Greece, and I just don't know if I do.
I don't know. I was talking to Lisa before this because I've written off Chanel before, and I've written off Sri Lanka before last year. She pulled it out of the bag. I will not have a bad word said about Blanca. She started off terrible, but you know what? She performed. She brought it. And then I'm like, have I got a bias against dance girls or something? I don't know.
But I feel like there are other dance girls who have a little more going on,
And Austria for me is a better dance girl. But it's not, she's not going to, it's just a dance song, I guess. But I think Italy is actually really cool. I don't know if it should be at the top of the odds, but... It's cool. Maybe it's because it's like the first time they've sent a woman in a million years.
That, I mean, there could be something in that. That's a good point. I mean,
yeah,
France too. They've sent a man as a, you know, sort of change, and it's he's clearly very talented.
France,
and it's so boring. It's so boring.
I like it.
He's clearly very talented. Lovely. It doesn't do anything for me.
Ballad. Yeah. Right. Let us move on. Let's move on. And before we come to the beer ladies top, whatever we decide, when we decide to stop, there were one or two changes this year in that the running order of the final is slightly different.
Mm.
So when the qualifiers qualify, what's going to happen is they're going to pick a ball like you do on a football thing or something like that. And six of the positions are going to be first half. Six of the positions are going to be second half, and then 13 are going to be producer's choice.
It's very strange. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
What's the point of this?
It's for the running order so that the producers might have more of a chance to slot in, you know, maybe songs that need less staging, that are easier
that to
after an ad break or after an interval, or maybe to put more family-friendly songs at the start. I don't know. I would prefer it all to be first half, second half draw, and then the producers just pick the order to do the staging and stuff. I don't know why we need 13 producers' choice.
It seems a lot. Yeah.
It sounds like a change that is just a change for a change's sake.
Yeah, I mean, I get, but I feel like it's almost like, haven't they kind of been doing this all along anyway, but maybe they're just kind of saying it? I don't know.
Yeah. But they always do try. I guess they're thinking about the staging efforts. They're also thinking about, you know, not putting too many ballads right next to each other because, you know, they don't have impact if they're like that. Or maybe because this year's got quite a lot of entries that do sound a bit the same, maybe they needed a little bit of extra control to try and break it up a little, you know? Maybe it's just that.
It's especially if you look, I think, honestly, at the second semifinal, that's actually sort of a like object lesson in that, because I feel like the first couple in semifinal two are just so like Malta, Albania, Greece, to me are all kind of much of a muchness. Like I couldn't tell them apart if I, you know, unless they were sort of identified for me. So, and again, I think that's kind of a theme this year. We said we have this X number of kind of dance pop hits, which are all kind of the same. And
I think it's going to be interesting. I'm actually looking forward to seeing the automatic qualifiers in the semifinals, even if, you know, you can't vote for them, even if it's not going to make a difference. I think it gives a more complete picture to the group.
That's a good point. And I do think it's going to be interesting to see how they might change in a way that we didn't get to see before. Because again, I'm going to use the UK as an example. I love Ollie Alexander. I think his song is boring as hell. And I don't understand why they've chosen it, because I think he could do much more interesting stuff. So talented, and love him, but it does nothing for me. So it's, you have to kind of think it maybe gives the, you know, the big countries a little extra time to tweak their staging and, you know,
get more of a reaction. Say this thing wasn't working.
If you had to now just put money on who's going to win Eurovision, who would it be?
It's interesting because I feel like the bookies are wrong, and I think it's Switzerland. So
same. I'm hoping. Well, I don't know. It's just the Swiss song talks to me, and I think it will do well with the jury. I don't think it'll win the televote, but I think it will do well enough in all the countries that the jury vote, and doing well enough will be enough.
Yeah, it may well do. Now, then, if we look forward to next year and think, oh, Christ, everyone has to pay to go to Switzerland for Eurovision. I mean, that's no one wants this, but, you know, if that's the price to pay, you know, just saying, it's no more expensive than, you know, going to Cork, say, for a weekend. Just
that out there. I don't know. I don't know. It depends on which city they choose.
Fair. Yeah.
In Switzerland.
Yeah.
Right. Will we do our top 10, the Beer Ladies top 10?
Oh, yes. I'm so curious to hear how it shakes out. Yes.
Yes, me too. Okay. I want to see what you guys have all chosen.
That is 10. Okay. one point from the Beer Ladies is two of our Beer Ladies voted for this song. It is Finland with No Rules, Windows 95 Man. And fun fact, you're not allowed to have branding on the Eurovision stage. So you are going to see Windows 95 Man's t-shirt is going to be blurred. The image is going to be blurred so that you
He's printed a pixelated version of it.
Yes.
So that the cameras don't have to blur it out, which I think is funny. Now, look, I must say, I've got thoughts on Finland, right? Because when I first saw it, I was like, okay, they're absolutely gunning to win. Because this is just the kind of weird shit that actually could win. Totally. But I think that the vocal is a little weak.
I think that's a fair criticism. So.
And it's not Windows 95 Man that does the majority of the vocals. Right. It's
the guest singer. I forget his name.
Piss Pannon.
Yes.
There you go.
Like, I actually think that Windows 95 Man would win, but the vocalist...
And all I have said here in my notes is quadruple denim.
It reminded me
of that Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake denim red carpet look. Go look at that, because she was wearing, I think, this like jacket thing of all the denim. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. But I think it's cool. Like, I think it's novel and it's cool, but it's like curry on a budget, you know, like
that's kind of thing. It's like it almost worked last year and it probably should have, but here we are.
And I do think he was robbed. So they're clearly sticking to their formula of sending, you know, the weird batshit crazy thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works. Put it this way. I wouldn't be upset if they won.
Fair.
Same. Okay. So next on our list, and this has only been voted for by one of the Beer Ladies, it is Belgium, Musty with Before the Party's Over.
I did think about voting for it because I did enjoy it. I do like it. So it's not that I don't like it.
And I do think...
It's quite high on my list. I think it's a great song.
Do you call this a power ballad?
Ooh.
So I had a dispute with somebody. I called it a power ballad. I was told, no way, Katie, it's not a power ballad. Musty is famous in Belgium for Drag Race, apparently.
Oh, very good.
Haven't been exposed to it, but there you go. But I think it's a powerful song.
I think so. I think it's awesome. If they can just tweak it a little bit so that the big part comes a little sooner, because if you're sort of listening through the first two verses and they kind of sound the same, you'd almost get up to go and refill your drink, but then you'd miss the
but
best
then it
part
kicks in
because,
absolutely
god
absolutely.
It's brilliant when it's, once it's really pretty. So anyway, I voted for that quite high because I just I think it's great.
Okay, next one on our list is only one of us voted for this one. It's Czechia. That would be me.
Yeah. And I did. It has grown on me. So I didn't
like
it at first, but
it just didn't crack my top 10. But I do like it.
And you know what? It will totally depend on the vocals on the night, and the performance on the night. It might crash and burn, or it might be great. Right. Next one. Two of our Beer Ladies really liked enough to vote for Lithuania. Look, the Sylvester Belt.
Yeah,
I love it. I do like it. A lot.
It's growing on me. Now, my voting might change in the end, but it is it is growing on me because currently it's not my top 10, but it's top 15 or so.
Okay, we spoke about them. Next one is Estonia.
Yes.
Ooh. And I do like it. Again, that and Belgium are ones that are just on the cusp of my list. I really enjoy them. So.
Yeah, Estonia is my absolute clear favorite. I'd be thrilled if they won. I don't think they will, but I'd be thrilled.
Can you imagine, though, Eurovision in Estonia would be fantastic. Oh, that would be great.
Yes.
That would be quite fun.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah, affordable-ish hotels. Like,
And, you know, it would be a country that maybe wouldn't be on the list, on the old bucket list before Eurovision, but why not? Like,
and there's some interesting beer there. And we will talk a little bit more about beer on our travels, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Oh, yes, actually. I've nearly forgotten about that. Next one is the first of our entries that all four of us voted for. And it is Baby Lasagna.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo for Croatia. Yeah.
Good old Croatia. It's an interesting enough song that I think it could do well. it's also mainstream enough that I think it will appeal to a lot of people. But I like it. I think it's, you know, it's got a little bit of almost like emo, like kind of, you know, kind of rock emo vibes with a bit of folk, with a little bit of everything. I like it. It's cool.
And it does have a dance break, right?
With it does.
See what Baby Lasagna does with the dance break. And one of the famous lines is, meow cats, meow back, meow back. Is it?
It's like, I meow at my cat, I hope he meows back.
Yeah, something
like that. And of course, I love that line.
It's pretty good.
Cat mad. Look,
he's just going for all the cat lovers, trying to get the cat lover in vote. Which, you know what, he might get. Now we are into our top five. And number five in our top five is Bambi Thug.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we all voted for Bambi Thug.
Voted for them. Yeah, we all voted for Bambi. Look, I swear, even qualifying is going to like put all of those Jesus people back in their box, you know?
Okay, let's put in a little prediction here into the old beer ladies, you know, way back machine. But like, I actually think Bambi Thug will qualify.
Yeah.
And I think they will finish
left hand side of the board.
You know, left hand side of the board. I do.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
I think so.
I agree. I agree. And I really hope so. Are we all putting our reputation on the line there?
Oh, definitely. Now,
certainly our hopes and dreams.
If we dare to dream for a minute, how could RTE fuck it up? Where could they host it that it would be the most inconvenient for everyone? Like, you know,
in the
country.
Well, there's no trains in Donegal.
Ah! Oh my Donegal, God, can you imagine?
That's it. You're right.
They'd have it like at like a, I don't know, like a mart in Donegal or something. Like, can you imagine?
Although there's some good beer up there, so.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I just really hope that it's not the Leslie Roy stage people that are doing this act, because this one really does need good staging.
Yeah.
So please don't skimp.
Yeah.
Okay, top four, our fourth from the top is Ukraine.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Very powerful song. I think they can deliver it well, and it can be amazing on the night. And Ukraine really do deliver really, really well every single time.
They do. Know? I mean, look, to be fair, last year's Ukraine entry was a bit shit, like a bit snoozy. I didn't like
it. I liked it.
I didn't love last year's either. And honestly, I don't love this year's as much as I love like Goa. Like, yeah, that was, again, that was my jam.
And obviously Kalush, like, oh gosh.
Yeah, love that. Yes. Yeah, that was good.
But no, last year's was a bit of a snooze. This year, I think it's awesome. But yeah, it would be nice to see something a little bit more visual, because the video at least has them performing live, which tells me that their voices are good. But, you know, the staging needs to be a bit, you know, refined.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, we are into our top three.
Awesome.
Number three is Europe Papa for Netherlands. Tandy is like,
Tandy's shaking her head.
How did that get in there? Oh, come on, God, Tandy. You just have to drink the Kool-Aid and get on the juice train.
Okay.
You're like, no.
No.
We'll see. I like it.
It could be really fun. But, it was a bit cringy to me.
It is. If you're on social media like TikTok or Insta, you can see Juice sharing videos where Karia is his coach.
Yes.
And training him in on stuff. And they're just really entertaining and lovely.
They are. I really like it. And Karia has a new song where he's dressed as a chicken. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh. I love him. Okay. Though, to be fair. Yes.
Number two is Norway.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm going to try and pronounce it. Where have I written it down? How do I pronounce it?
Ulvaham.
Do we know?
Maybe.
Ulvaham. It means wolf, does it?
Yes. And there's lots of, you know, drinking my brother's blood and, you know, all sorts
of. Yeah, it's all medieval. That's great. Wonderful. So here for it. Yes.
It is wonderful. I think it'll do well.
Yes.
And then Norway was the third song that we all four of us voted for, and all four of us voted for our number one song. Two of us gave it our 12 points, So coming in number one for the beer ladies is Nemo the Code from Switzerland. So,
and to be fair, I did give old Switzerland 1 point. I know it, you know, it feels a bit light, but I think it'll do well. I do.
I'm excited. Okay. It's a great song. Yeah.
Do we want to predict a televote winner?
Oh, I do feel like we're going to see that disparity again this year. I think the televote is going to be something, and I'm air quoting, fun, and that, you know, the jury will pick something more serious, as seems to be their want for the past, you know, however
okay,
long.
Okay, so here's what we've seen, right? You know, the odds, they often tend to predict the jury winner. So maybe jury's going to go Italy, and maybe televote will go Switzerland or Finland or Norway or Estonia, because I'm throwing them in there.
Interesting.
I'm thinking Croatia, Netherlands will be in there as well.
I'm thinking also Croatia or Netherlands for the televote. Jury vote, though.
You guys could be right, of course.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could be right.
Jury vote, I think Switzerland, Italy just hasn't hit it with me, but maybe the jury will go with Italy. I think Ukraine are going to do really well with the jury. Norway could do really well with the jury as well.
Yeah, I think Norway will do well. I think we're now seeing the wheel has kind of turned where you're getting more of the votes for people not singing in English from the juries, whereas before I think they were like, oh, it has to be in English. And now we're seeing kind of the opposite. So, but again, it's not the only one by any means this year, but I do think it's got such a story about it that it'll hit for them. And again, and then they can feel like they're intellectuals. That's what they want. And it's, you know, it's a thing.
Oh, that's okay. So funny.
So that's our voting. And I suppose, have we anything to add about going to Malmohagen?
Malmohagen.
Malmohagen. There we go.
We want to hear from you, the listener. What are places we should hit up? We already have a list of things from Erica. Hello, Erica, because I know she's just been. And, you know, I've been to a lot of the Carlsberg joints in Copenhagen in the past, but now they're reopened after doing, God, I want to say like 5 years of renovation and all kinds of stuff there. So keen to give that a shot as well. But yeah, I think we'd love to hear what other people recommend. And Katie, we're going to go to a beer festival in addition to Eurovision, because
I know
we're doing
gluttons
it all.
For punishment. We are gluttons for punishment. We are going to go to a beer festival on the Friday. Right, Mikkeller Beer Festival in Copenhagen, and we'll be hammers. Yeah.
And it's such a funny mix of breweries I wouldn't expect to be there and things I've never heard of, so I feel like that can go in so many directions. But I also feel like it almost kind of limits the FOMO, because I'm like, if I don't know, like I don't feel like I have to try everything. So there you go. But we'll try to get a park run in as well. So we're gonna try to get, you know,
it's very ambitious.
Very rounded.
We're gonna try and get our park run in, because it's a holiday on the Wednesday in Denmark.
Thursday, I think. Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Is it Thursday? We're gonna try and get our park run in that day. Not on the Saturday morning after being at a beer festival day before.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I would be dead. You'd have to carry me across the line. I'd be crawling.
I think it's great. I think you should bring me a t-shirt, somewhere along the way. Yes.
Which t-shirt do you like? This is my original J-Lo t-shirt. And I've had people going, it's in the thing. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so young. And it makes me feel a bit old. It is Johnny Logan, of course, if you can see.
Of course it is.
He is the original J-Lo.
I'll tell you a Johnny Logan story when we're done recording. The rest of our listeners will be like, what's wrong with you? But we'll chat after we finish.
Oh, I think we need to finish now, because I really want to know. No. Have we anything else to say? So we are predicting Switzerland jointly.
Switzerland. So folks, start saving now so you can afford a hotel.
The pool. So that's it.
Yeah, I think it's a good prediction.
Yeah. If you want to follow us on Instagram and Threads, we're not on Twitter anymore, are we?
It's there, but we're not.
We're gone. We're not using it. So please follow us on Instagram or Threads, where we do most of our things. And are we going to try and resurrect the TikTok, Lisa?
We might do the odd little video just as we see things, you know.
We're not committing to anything, but we might try. Okay.
We might try. So we'll definitely put some stuff on the Instas. We'll put some stuff on the Instas. That will be
definitely
very doable.
Put some reels up.
We'll try.
Yeah. Follow us. We will be dancing.
Follow us.
And drinking.
Send us recommendations, because I know a lot of places in other parts of Denmark, but Malmo's all new to me. Swedish beer, like, let me know. So we want to hear.
Yeah. Malmo. Yeah. Well, Malmo Brewing Company are gone Eurovision for the week.
Yes, yes.
I got their program and it's fabulous. They have like an ABBA night. They have Eurovision karaoke. They're showing the semifinals and the final. And I'm just like, yes. I think I might be there. And they've 30 taps.
But now we still don't know if ABBA are going to actually appear at Eurovision, right?
It's all very cagey, you know.
But maybe it sounded like they were absolutely against it, but... how could they not?
I feel like at least Benny and Bjorn may come and chat, you know. Frida and Agneta may be like, we'll just watch. We'll see, though. We'll see.
Maybe be in the audience. It would be lovely. Because, I mean, I'll still say it. Loreen was great, but I still think this one was completely rigged just so that it was going to be in Sweden.
We all agree. And again, yes, Loreen was great, but yes.
Okay.
So they better bloody do something, old Abby, because it's actually because of them.
Fair. Yeah. I mean, surely is everything
Finland
not because
was
of ABBA in some way? I mean, that's, you know, and I'm happy with ABBA being the, you know, the secret power behind everything. But let's, you know,
that
would be a much friendlier place if that were, you know, the real thing. So.
Why?
Okay. I think we've started ranting now, have we? We've started drifting off on our tangents.
Never.
So I'm gonna say in the words of Martin Osterdahl, we're good to go.
Yes.
There we go. So thank you for listening to our Eurovision episode. Follow us. Share if you like what you're listening to. Share it with your friends, and let us know where to go in Malmö, and we'll be doing a little bit in Copenhagen. And if you're going to be at Mikkeller Beer Festival on the Friday, say hello to myself and Lisa. We'll be there. Okay.
And how about sharing your own predictions with us in our comments? Whether it's on YouTube or on Instagram, share your own predictions in the comments and we'll respond and, you know, do all the things. It's good to have a debate.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And even like as the semifinals happen, it's like, oh, I think this person is going to win the final, you know? Let's see.
Yeah.
And we're all here to crown the witch. Crown the witch. Crown the
witch.
Crown
the witch. We would love
it. The witch is going to make it. Bambi is going to make it through to the final. I'm confident at this stage.
You're going to do us proud. I'm so here for it. You know, let the witch era begin.
Yes.
Totally.
Okay.
Cool.
I suppose on that note, we'll say goodbye.
Thank you, friends.
Bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye.
Bye.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.